اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ تھلتا سنا قرآن کریم یا ایوہ النبی انا ارسلناک شاہدا و مبشرا و نذیرا و داعیا الی اللہ باذنہ و سراجا منیرا. اللہ تعالیٰ ایڈریس نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ مینشنز فائیو گریٹ کوالٹیز آف نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او نبی, موسٹ ڈیفینیٹلی وی ہیو سینٹ یو. فرسٹ ون, شاہد, ایز اے وٹنس. And a witness to Iman, witness to Tawheed, witness to oneness of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Wa Mubashir. Allah Ta'ala said Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as a person to give glad tidings. Tell the people about Jannah. You are obedient to Allah. Then after you die, you'll meet Allah. Allah will grant you Jannah and Paradise. Wa Nazira. Third quality, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala made Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam a warner. Don't disobey Allah. Don't violate the laws of Allah. Should you do that, the consequence of that is devastating and big. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ. And fourth quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a da'i ila Allah. Invites the people to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You look at the world around, everything in the world is inviting towards itself. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cut the people out from the dunya, that use the dunya according to the need of the dunya, but don't become the slaves of the dunya. If you have become anyone's slave, be the slave of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Wa siraja munira. And the fifth quality of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a bright lamp. When there's total darkness, and if there's a lamp, that if a small light comes, we appreciate it. Imagine there's a lamp and it is so bright, it gives brightness to everything. How much more should we appreciate it? And that is why Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful example. Follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example. A king, he built a palace. Beautiful palace. And he had decorated the palace. He told one of his royal courtiers, go out and invite the people to come to a palace. The royal courtier goes out, invites the people, he tells them the king has built a palace. He's inviting you to come to a palace. Come and enjoy the comfort of the palace. Whosoever accepted that invite, they came in. They entered the palace, they enjoyed the comfort and the luxuries of the palace. And those that did not come, they were deprived of the comfort and the luxuries of the palace. And in explaining this parable, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that the king refers to Allah. The palace refers to Jannah. The royal courtier is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, go out of the dunya. Da'iyan ila Allah. Invite the people toward Allah, the palace of Allah. And whosoever accepted the invite of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would go into Jannah. And those who don't accept the invite of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will be deprived of Jannah and Paradise. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to practice on the great sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Malik rahmatullah made a very profound statement. Everyone today is talking about reformation, changing. Things are bad. Everything negative is coming out. You'll hardly hear anybody talking positive things. You look at every media, anything that comes out, this happened and that happened. As though there's no hope, everybody is thinking of ways of reforming the ummah. But Imam Malik rahmatullah made a very profound statement. مَا صَلُحَتْ آخِرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلُحَتْ أَوَّلُهَا. The latter part of the ummah will never be reformed until it adopts the ways that the former part of the ummah have adopted. And the success of the former part of the ummah, sahaba, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in, the glorious time of Islam, when Islam and the Muslim were regarded to be a dynamic, powerful ummah. People will just hear about Islam, they feel attracted like a magnet. Imam Malik says, if we want to go back to a glorious time of Islam, we must adopt those things that the people of the past adopted. And the only thing that led to the success of the Ummah. Many people read the Quran, they practice the Quran, but you can't completely practice the Quran without the Sunnah. The thing that is lacking in the Ummah today is the glorious Sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one very important aspect of the Sunnah, I'll just share one hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which we need to focus on nowadays. We look at the relationship with people in families, communities, societies. Every now and then you hear two people got ill feelings with each other. It starts off with the husband and wife, probably starts off with parents and children, relatives near and distant, people in a community and society, everybody thinking bad about the next person. How do you expect a person to perform salah and enjoy ruhani and spirituality in his heart with Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala when his heart is filled up with dirt? What kind of ruhaniyat is that? If a person wants to get close to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, an easiest way to do that is to keep the heart clean. Remove that dirt, remove that filth. Learn to forgive and forget, overlook people. And through that, very quick, you don't have to exert yourself too much in ibadat. Just, the only ibadat should be, remove the dirt from the heart. And then you'll feel the closeness to Almighty Allah Ta'ala. This is a great sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told to Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Bunay, in qadarta an tusliha wa tumsi, wa laysa fi qalbika ghashun ya had, faf'al. Ya Bunay, zalika min sunnati. Wa man ahabba sunnati, faqad ahabbani. Wa man ahabbani, kana ma'i fil jannah. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reported to have mentioned, Oh my son, addresses Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Anas was a young boy. When Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed away, he was 20 years. And he started making khidmat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam when he was 10 years. From 10 to 20. So it was in the youth of Anas radiallahu ta'ala, they stayed in the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when a youth stayed in the company of someone, they watched, they observed, there's an intake. Greater portion of intake. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told to Anas, Oh my child, oh my son, if it is possible for you to spend the morning and the evening in such a way that there's no enmity, no ill feeling, no animosity, no rancor, no hatred in your heart for the next person, let it be so. Remove the dirt. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, Ya Bunay, Zalika min sunnati. That, keeping the heart clean, that's my sunnah. We talk about Rabiul Awwal. We talk about the birth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We talk about so many different angles and dimensions of the beautiful life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Here, Nabi Kareem Sallam saying, this keeping the heart clean, that is my great sunnah. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. Month of Rabiul Awwal come, there's expressions of love and muhabbat. So many great emotions are outpoured in the month of Rabiul Awwal. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that you substantiate your claim with a proof. You claim you love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the proof is, وَمَنْ أَحَبُّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي. That person who loved my sunnah, really that person loves me. But if a person claims he loved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but the entire life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sunnah is absent in his life, zero, nothing in his life, then there's much to be desired in such a claim. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam further mentioned, وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. How you and I wish we can be in the company of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How you and I wish that we can go now to Madinatul Munawwara, stand by the road of Aqdas and convey salam to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How you and I wish that should we pass away, we be in the company of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And may Allah include us among those. But Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that if you want to, you follow my sunnah, then guaranteed you will be with me in Jannah and Paradise. But just simple. That remove the dirt, remove that ill feeling from the heart. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to practice on the great sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.